So, Keith, I want to bring you back into this, and we've got Dan on the line still. But, Keith, your thoughts on all of this. I mean, how are you going to proceed? I mean, are you just going to have to keep paying the union hundreds of dollars to keep your job right now? Is that you just say, hey, that's going to be a cost of being able to keep teaching kids?
Yeah, well, fortunately, there is a provision in there, as is the case with a lot of things. You can't take a religious objection. And in that case, you know, there's procedures and things you need to follow to get that done. So I did do that. Now there are, like I said, there are 45 other.
But you're still going to be forced to pay the equivalent amount, Keith, to some charity. And the irony, of course, is that it can't be a religious charity.
Right. So I can give a religious objection, but it can't be a religious charity. So I can't give it to, you know, like even the YMCA or something, anything that has any sort of Christian affiliation to it, they would call foul on. They can't, as one of the Uniserve reps explained it, it can't further the cause.
Well, so, it can if it's the union's cause, because I've seen what they approve as a charity.
So I kind of look at this, you know, to pull English back into it, you know, the whole deal with England, and anytime a monarch came to power, you suddenly became a Catholic or a Protestant, or, you know, we'll just create our own and become the Church of England. So, hey, you know, if the union comes in, now all of a sudden you're a union member, whether you like it or not. You're a Catholic, whether you like it or not. You're a Protestant, whether you like it or not. You know, that's not how our country is supposed to be operating. And yet you hear over and over, it's, well, the majority said, and the majority said,
can we put that in another perspective now?
Sure.
And that would be within, like, even like a borough or municipality. And one of the longstanding problems with union membership is the inactivity of people that are in the union, per se, and people that are inactive and not getting out and voicing their opinions. It's just like a borough or municipality. If you don't get out as a resident, get out there and attend your meetings and help decide and help voice your opinion, what's decided at those meetings is what passes and what you have to abide by. Now, in a sense, in a basic sense, that's the same thing that's going on here. If you don't go to those meetings and help influence things to change things to the way you want them, then that's the way it is. So,
well, and you know what, Dan? I think your analogy is exactly right, because unions are able to operate essentially like government. Exactly. In compelling people. Well, and that's the problem, is that unions should not be elevated to the level of government and the compulsion that government can have of forcing people against their will. Government should be government. Unions should not. Hey, Dan, thanks for hanging on with us and participating in the conversation. Appreciate it. And Keith, hey, thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time as well. Keep up the good fight, brother.